Good morning, Light of Life. It's the second Sunday of Advent, and as Jenny suggested last week, maybe you would like to pause and light a candle, or maybe two, to signify this. Last week, Jenny spoke about hope, which is the traditional theme for the first week of Advent, and I want to continue breaking from our series of exploring church to think about the theme for the second week of Advent, which is peace. Advent is a time to stop and be, a time to prepare ourselves spiritually as we wait for the coming of Emmanuel, God choosing to move into the neighbourhood. The knowledge that God is coming to us in a tiny, vulnerable baby produces hope which blossoms into peace even whilst we wait. You might like to pause the recording and go and get some bread and juice ready, because we're going to be sharing in an Advent communion together in a while. I'd like to begin by reading these beautiful verses from Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy, as they rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When Kevin and I arrived in Ormsby in the summer, we'd expected to be able to meet and get to know you a little bit better than we have done. But the waiting continues, and as do the restrictions. But knowing there is an end, the hope of a saving vaccine on the way, produces a sense of peace about the situation while still yearning for an end to the current time. The other week I went for a walk along the beach with Marie and collected what I thought was a stone with a hole in the middle. As I picked it up, I realised that what looked like a hole, and in fact is the beginnings of a hole, is actually just a dark patch. I was going to throw it back until Marie said the words, potential hope. Instead of throwing it down, I've kept it on the windowsill as a visual reminder, an encouragement to be at peace. In a strange way, this stone that only looks like it has a hole in the middle fills me with a sense of peace, reassuring me not to worry but to rest in God's peace, to live out that hope that is to come. Waiting can be a place where we allow hope to turn to peace, but it doesn't necessarily happen. It doesn't blossom unless we permit it. John 14:26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Peace is a gift from God. We're given it. This means that we need to receive it. We need to unwrap and enjoy it. I had an uncle who, rather unusually, never used to open any of his presents. He left them wrapped up and on a shelf. And I wonder if sometimes we leave God's peace on the shelf, just like my uncle. What a waste. I wonder if God is confounded, sad even, that we choose not to incorporate this gift into our lives, using it to its full potential, embedding the peace that the Holy Spirit teaches us into our patterns of living, patterns that lead to a genuinely transformed, peaceful self. Advent is a time of transition from the longing of a saviour to the one who comes. And culturally, we are in a time of transition as we wait to emerge from the restrictions into a world that will see lasting changes. Globally, the church is in a time of transition from a Sunday-centric attractional model to one that embodies Christ's presence in our everyday lives. Could we use this time, should we not in fact, use this season to accept the peace that we are offered so that our waiting is not in vain? Jesus also knew these times of anticipation, of transition and waiting before change occurred. As a carpenter, he spent 40 days in the wilderness before beginning his ministry. He spent time alone praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before his death. 3 days in the tomb, dead, before his glorious resurrection. Jesus' life was balanced between waiting on God and being able to live out the fruits of that waiting. Waiting is not a void. It is time to allow our souls to connect with God, to learn to be still and know God's peace. The verb for waiting comes from the Latin to endure and is the root for the words passive and passionate. Therefore, it's a mixture of both active and passive. If we have the passive and none of the passion, then we're missing something. We're not truly waiting. I guess we're just being lazy. We miss the opportunity to connect with God, to receive his peace and allow our souls to grow. Peace is not simply an outward peace, a loss of conflict and a time when all is well with the world. That's the peace the world gives. We need God's inner peace. Peace in spite of conflict or change. Peace whatever the situation or circumstance. Peace despite the unknown, despite the broken, despite the hurting and longing. Real inner peace is a recognition that God is at work, and so we can rest easy. An acknowledgement that I cannot affect any lasting change. It is in God's hands. God's peace is not an escape from our present circumstances, but learning to live at peace within those circumstances. Peace comes from knowing God is in control and accepting our limitations. As Paul acknowledges in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 10, that is why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Peace also comes from the joy of giving and appreciating all that we have. Peace celebrates all that is good whilst working on that which needs to change. Peace comes from knowing that we are loved and influences the way we live and the choices we make. In this season of waiting, in a period between eras when living is restricted, let's receive God's peace, allowing it to transform our inner lives. The stone perched on my windowsill will only become what it is meant to become, a stone with a hole that is obviously in progress, if I throw it back into the sea. I have to let it go to give it the freedom to be buffeted around and shaped by the waves. I wonder, do we need to come back to God and allow our lives to be shaped by his spirit, to be moulded and soaked in his peace, so that we too can become all that we were meant to be? Let's pray together. Lord God, Father, Son and Spirit, we thank you for your gift of peace. We admit that sometimes it's a gift that we fail to appreciate, a gift that gets left on the shelf. Holy Spirit, would you come now and prompt us where we need prompting? Teach us where we need teaching so that we allow this gift to seep into our hearts and lives. May we be a people known for our peace. Not lame apathy, but a peace in our waiting that is both passionate for justice and passive, in that it rests in your omnipotence. Amen. Let's have a moment of quiet before we come to communion. We gather to remember one who embraced constraint while waiting for birth. In this waiting season, in a time between times when joy seems curtailed, we gather to remember one who shared a feast while waiting for death. In this season, in a time between times when action seems suspended, we gather to remember one who was buried while waiting for resurrection. Emmanuel, God with us in the past, as we recount your story, teach us that waiting is not dead time, but a dreaming time through which new ideas and insights are engaged. Emmanuel, God with us in the present, as we share your supper, teach us that waiting is not lost time, but a liminal time within which new possibilities and patterns take form. Emmanuel, God with us in the future. As we celebrate your kingdom, teach us that waiting is not idle time, but a quickening time from which new life and love emerges. Emmanuel, God with us in all time, as we look for your coming, teach us how to inhabit this waiting time. This is the table of Emmanuel, a place where bread and wine remind us how to live and love as those who inhabit God's time and work to build his kingdom. A place where we recognise the one for whom we wait is also the one who is already here with us. So come whether you are watching for the dawn or dreading first light, whether you are waiting in hope or hiding your face. Come with quiet confidence, with peace, because it is Emmanuel who watches our coming and going and who waits with joy and love to welcome us here. Let's come to a time of confession. Emmanuel, through your incarnation, you have shown us what it is to live imaginatively, love expansively and act creatively. We confess that sometimes we have waited without thought, and so have stifled fruitful possibility. We confess that sometimes we have waited without generosity, and so have constricted fruitful connection. We confess that sometimes we have waited without hope and peace, and so have limited fruitful action. We confess that sometimes we have simply been too busy or too distracted to wait, and so have missed your moment. Create in us a clean heart and put a right spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. And so as we look once more for you, forgive the poverty of our waiting. Touch our dreaming, stretch our living and energise our acting, that we may be ready for your coming. We accept your gift of forgiveness and peace with gratitude. Amen. The story of Emmanuel is the story of God, waiting to inhabit time, who took on flesh and lived amongst us so that we might reimagine life. It is the story of Jesus, waiting to be betrayed, who shared supper with his friends, blessing and breaking bread and pouring and sharing wine so that we might reimagine love. It is the story of Christ, waiting in the tomb for God's moment, who threw down the gates of hell and drew the sting of death so that we might reimagine the world. It is the story of one who knows how to wait and who shows us how to wait well. And so now as we come and take this bread and wine, we remember and celebrate the waiting. In this season of waiting, which began to change the world, we join our voices with all who still wait and work for that change to come to completion. As we follow the example of Jesus, fill us with your spirit that we might find the imagination, the courage and strength to fill our times of waiting to build God's kingdom of joy, justice and peace. So may the peace of Emmanuel, the dynamic peace of imaginative dreaming, the challenging peace of radical loving, the powerful peace of endangered action, fill you to overflowing in this season of waiting. The earth still waits for its healing. May we who are part of the waiting take and use the dreaming times to reimagine the world, inhabit and use the liminal times to discover the patterns of God, embrace and use the quickening times to learn how to live and love. Thus may our watching and waiting join with that of Emmanuel to realise God's kingdom here on earth. Let's end with an Advent blessing. The hope of God be in your minds. The peace of God be in your hearts. The grace of God be in your words. The joy of God be in your soul. And in the song that your life sings. Amen.